This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's great tip, how and what do we look at inside of us, which will help our worship and obedience of Allah.
Allahu Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
So, dear listeners, one of the very important things when we deal with this ubudiyah, this servitude to Allah, is that we have to look within ourselves. We have to constantly gauge what we do and who we are as a human being and as a creation and a abd, a slave and servant of Allah. The Holy Quran in many places describes for us and tells us and explains for us these different aspects and these different ideas and realities which help us to enhance our ubudiyah, especially as regards to our actions and who we are as a human being. So, for example, in Surah Ali Imran, which is chapter number 3 of the Holy Quran, and in verse number 30 of this chapter, we find that the Almighty Allah says, "On the day when every soul shall find present what it has done of good and what it has done of evil, it shall wish that there were a long duration of time between it and that." It's very interesting and it's very eye-opening when we look at certain verses of the Holy Quran, especially when we try to apply it to ourselves, which of course that is the purpose of reading the Holy Quran, is so that we apply it to ourselves and so that we become this abd, this servant of Allah, as Allah the Mighty, the Exalted wishes. So, for example, it says that, "Be wary of a day where every soul shall find of what it has done good and what it has done of evil." Now, when we realize that there is such a day, and such a day will come most certainly when we will be held accountable for all the things that we have done, whether good or bad, of course, this frame of mind and this thinking and this way of living will make us increase our good deeds and it will make us decrease our evil deeds. And thus, in order to increase our good deeds, we will most surely increase our ubudiyah, because as we have said, the fundamental purpose of creation is this very ubudiyah, this servitude to Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muhibbin, which means the whispered prayer of the lovers. Stay with me.
نهاري دونكم ليل
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, who can have tasted the sweetness of your love, then wanted another in place of you? Who can have become intimate with your nearness, then sought removal from you? My God, place us with him whom you have chosen for your nearness and your friendship, purified through your affection and your love, given yearning for the meeting with you, made pleased with your decree, granted gazing upon your face, shown the favor of your good pleasure, given refuge from separation from you and your loathing, settled in a sure sitting place in your neighborhood, singled out for true knowledge of you, made worthy for worship of you, whose heart you have captivated with your will, whom you have picked for contemplating you, whose look you have made empty for you, whose breast you have freed for your love, whom you have made desirous of what is with you, inspired with your remembrance, allotted thanksgiving to you, occupied with obeying you, turned into one of your righteous creatures, chosen for whispered prayer to you, and from whom you have cut off all things which cut him off from you.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were saying, which was, of course, the aspects of how and what there is within us that can help strengthen our servitude to Allah, our ubudiyah. Of course, we had talked about how the verses of the Holy Quran can give us a beautiful glimpse as to what we can do and how we can build ourselves so that we are able to enhance our ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. There's another very beautiful verse in the Holy Quran in the word of Allah, which can be found in chapter Zumar, which is chapter number 39. And within this chapter number 39, we find verse number 56. Here it talks about the Day of Judgment, and it says, "Alas for me, for what I fell short of my duty to Allah." Now here we find that the Holy Quran, at least in its apparent meanings and its very clear meanings, has shown us that on the Day of Judgment, we will all feel that we fell short of the duty that we had as regards to Allah. Meaning, we will see that there was so much more we could have done when it comes to our worship or our obedience, or there is so much that we could have done as far as our servitude to Allah, our ubudiyah to Allah. And so when we come into this kind of frame of mind and we come into this kind of thought process that, well, I could have done so much more, this motivates you to do so much more. This motivation to do so much more, of course, helps us to increase our ubudiyah. It helps us to increase our servitude to Allah and our obedience to Allah. And even if we look at our own daily life, we will find that there are many times that we can do so much more. We find ourselves at times wasting our time with things which will be of no benefit to us. But on the other hand, if we have a Qur'ani view, if we look through the lens of the Qur'an, we will find that not only is our time incredibly valuable, but we should spend our time on things which are valuable primarily for the hereafter.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
اعترفوا بأنهم ملكه وعبيده. They finally admit that they are in the dominion. They admit in this, when the calamity comes, they admit we are the dominion of God. إن لله, we belong to God. In other words, if I take something, if I take this, if I owned it, and I took it and threw it out, and you say, you can't do that. Why can't I do that? This is mine. I own it. I can do whatever I want with it. That's the nature of property. Property is that the one who owns it has the right to do what he wills with it. That's the nature of property. If you don't have that quality of possession, then it's not really your property. Now, because the dunya is not our property, we can't do whatever we want with it, can we? But we understand the concept of property. This world is the dominion of God, and therefore God can do whatever he wants with it. Now, the nature of, you see, if I have a book and I burn it, and you say to me, you can't do that. Yes, I can. It's my book, and I want to burn it. You shouldn't burn books. Maybe I shouldn't, but I can, and you can't stop me by law. So then if the person asks you, why did you burn the book? Because there's mistakes in it. Oh, I didn't realize. Now I've explained myself, and now it makes sense to you. This is Musa and Al-Khidr, right? In that story of Al-Kahf, which is the story of the problem of evil. That story solves the problem of evil. Because Musa is looking with the eye of the outward, and everything he sees is wrong. But when it's explained to him by a servant who was given knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly the servant, the Musa, is saying, I didn't realize. Now I have an explanation. Well, what happens on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Allah tells us in the Quran, He explains it all to us. And then everybody's going to say, now it makes sense. The difference between the believer and the kafir is in this world we're saying, we know it makes sense and we're willing to wait until the day of judgment to have it explained. Because we trust Allah. They're saying, no, it's wrong. How do you know you don't have all the information? You cannot make a judgment about a thing unless you understand that thing. Al-hukmu ala shay'in far'un an tasawwurihi. To judge a thing is only one aspect of conceptualizing the entirety of that thing. It's a principle in logic. And that's why a judge has to know all the facts. If you prejudge, it's called prejudice. And it's considered to be a moral vice, to be prejudiced.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
سي والله فوض الامر لله قل ونادي حس